Welcome back to That's Cricket. This is your IPL weekly recap. We got plenty to cover. KKR still haven't won a game. CSK, they're getting some wins. And this table is shaking out a little different to what we thought. Last game that we just had, CSK takes on KKR. We're going to do this in reverse back to where we were. KKR, we've been talking a lot about KKR. We talk a lot about Cam Green. Old mate gets a golden duck. It's time to go. It is time to go. We've been speaking about it a lot. Timmy Seifert, Ratchet Ravindra, Powell, Masrabadi, other people can be used here in place of Cam Green. It's just getting out of control for KKR. They have to do something now. They've got to change it. They spent the money. That's all they had at the auction, was one option for their all-rounder. They got to change it up. They got to change it up because they lose to CSK, who arguably had been the worst team other than Knight Riders. And with 192 on the board, you think that's maybe not enough considering some of these scores. Some of these better teams are putting up 220 plus most of these games. 192 was plenty. It was plenty against KKR because they didn't fire. Samson, he's finding some form. He gets 48 off 32, finding some form in the bat. Had a little bit of a slump start of the IPL season. He's coming back into form. Brevis back into the lineup for CSK. He gets 41 off 29. But across the board for KKR, think about Chakravarti. Chakravarti, they have them as the number one ranked T20 spinner in the world. Can't buy himself a wicket. Goes none for 26. Cam Green gets a bowl of two overs, none for 30. Just getting knocked all around the park here, KKR. Can't find a break. They can't make it work. They're not making it work. Finn Allen, even though I consider him top five best batters in the world right now, he hasn't fired in the IPL. They brought Narayan back to the top of the order. He gets 24 from 17. Rahane, 28 from 22. But I don't like it when teams mix up the opening pair. You've got to stick with your opening pair. Correct opening pair should be Timmy Seifert and Finn Allen up the top of the order. You could also argue that we should put Ratchet and Ravindra in a three, bring Rahane into four. Whatever. I don't know what they're going to do there. But they lose. KKR lose. They're in trouble. They are bottom of the table. They only have 1 point. That was from the washout. Going back a game. Sunrisers Hyderabad and the Royals. Sunrisers Hyderabad, absolute blowout. They win by 57 runs. The Risers put on 216 for six. But this day wasn't about the batting. We can talk about the batting. We can talk about Ishan Kishan. He scores 91 off 44. That's great. 100 class and 40 off 26. But it wasn't about them. It was about the bowlers. It was about the debutants. It was about the young men picking themselves up and standing up and getting the wickets early. Praful Hinge, 4 wickets he takes for 34. He takes 3 wickets in the first over. Absolute domination. He bowls 14 no balls. I had spoken a lot about how Sunrisers didn't have the depth or that they didn't have the best bowling attack in the league. They bring up Praful. They bring up Hassan, and they both take 4 wickets on debut. Like, absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. Like, they absolutely crushed it. And Praful, he had, like, 7,000 followers at the start of the game. He's over, like, 150, if not 200,000 followers right now. Absolutely insane. They just bowled so well. They bowled so well. And I think it's one of these things where the young talent coming through from India, any one of those net bowlers that are bowling in any of the teams could go out there and do work. Like, it's much easier to have an impact with the ball in the IPL than it is to have with a bat. I feel like that's definitely something that you can have these young bowlers coming in for 1 or 2 games, giving them a go, and they're going to be able to produce results. You know, they're going to be able to produce results. So that's really good for Sunrisers. Having that bowling, it strengthens their lineup. They moved into fourth position on the ladder. Hunter Clausen has been batting quite consistently. He'd have the red cap at some point during the last couple of days. I think he might even still have it. He has been batting very consistently, Hunter Clausen. Abhishek Sharma is having a bad run of form. He gets a golden duck. He has had a half a dozen ducks this past year. Last few months, coming back to the World Cup into IPL, not doing the best. Travis said hasn't really hit his straps yet either, but it's okay. Everyone has to contribute, and they are looking really good, Hyderabad. And this was the Royals' first loss. The Royals had been batting superbly. The top two, Jacewell and Suravanshi, the best opening pair we have right now. But one, two, three ducks. Actually, it ends up being four ducks, two being golden, and Jacewell has a one. That's cricket. Like, that's just cricket. Sometimes someone just has a spell, and Prayful just had a spell, had a, like, absolutely incredible spell. They get rolled. Pretorius goes. They bring him in. Ferreira actually batted superbly with Jadeja. They put on 116 runs together. And for Donovan Ferreira's hand speed is so quick. Go watch Donovan Ferreira highlights. Go watch some of the stuff. His hand speed is so quick. Just stands there and whips through the ball. I really love how he can come in the lower orders and really hit some runs. I mean, they are a dangerous team, Rajasthan Royals. They're probably going to stay up there in the top two. Top two. Right now, they're the number one position. The Kings and the Royals probably going to be battling out for that top spot. RCB coming in, chasing behind with the Hyderabad. That's that game. Going back a game. We're going to go to the next one. It's MI and the Royal Challengers. RCB. Now, Mumbai Indians are probably the ones that have shocked me the most on how they haven't won many games. That's probably the shock for me. I had MI up in top four. Not to say that they can't turn it around, but with their lineup, they didn't have a lot of changes rotating into this year. They have gone with Rickleton over QDK. And I mean, that did work for the first game. And not to say the blame is on Rickleton, but sometimes even when you have a star-studded lineup, it doesn't fire. In this game, RCB put up 240 for four. Man of the match is Phil Salt with a 76 off 36. And Kohli and him put on a 120-run stand. I mean, Kohli still got it. Kohli is still him. And then Tim David, Paddy R, he goes 53 from 20. Tim David coming in at four. Normally comes a little bit further down the order. 34 off 16. And there's something to say about Tim David. Like, many people debate, oh, he's the lower order batter. But I think the feeling is if you give him more time at the crease, he can score you more runs. I think that's, like, the consensus now on Tim David because he's just so violent with his batting. He can just hit the ball out of the park. And if you give him more time at the crease, sure, he might nick off once every now and again. But if you give him more time at the crease, he's probably going to score you more runs. And if he opens, I mean, they're stacked. I mean, it's a good thing for RCB to have. Like, think about this for RCB. They still have Bethel sitting on the bench. Like, that's insane. Like, that's literally insane. He's arguably one of the best T20 batters going around. He batted very well during the World Cup. He's going to grow into being one of the best T20 batters, one of the best batters we have potentially in the world. And yeah, he's just sitting on the bench. So RCB is sitting in a real good spot. Mumbai Indians aren't having a fire. They've been changing their tactics around a little bit. Trent Bolt gets carded, one for 50. Hardik Pandya, one for 39. Bumrah, no wickets. Bumrah, still no wickets. He's struggling to get wickets. Centner, one for 43. I don't know what the answer is exactly for their bowling attack. I mean, it's arguably the best bowling attack. Trent Bolt, Hardik Pandya, Bumrah, Centner. Like, I don't know what else you want. I don't know what else you want there, but they're not able to get done. With the bat, Rickleton, 37 of 22. Sharma has batted well. He retired hurt, 19 of 13. Sky, 33 of 22. And Rutherford put in some big work at the end, 71 of 31. Hardik Pandya, 40 of 22. They get 122 for five. They weren't able to get it done. So Mumbai Indians, I'm not sure what the answer is. Maybe they'll switch it up and they'll put Quinton de Kock in to open. Just change things up a little bit. But they're down the order and they've got to start getting up the order if they have any chance of making the finals. Moving on to match 19. Lucknow Super Giants take on the Titans. And the Titans win this one by 7 wickets. Krishna takes 4 for 28. Aidam Akram, top of the batters for Lucknow. He gets 30 off 21. Everyone else is under 20, not firing for Lucknow. I mean, I'm not sure what they're doing with their order. Rishad Pant is trying to stay up the order at 3. He opened for that one game back at 3. Puran's in at 5. I don't know. I feel like they just have too many openers and then I haven't got the mix right. I'm not sure. Or maybe they just all out of form. I don't know. But wasn't to be for the Super Giants. As for the Titans, Shubman Gill gets a 50. 56 of 40. Josh Butler has been peaking. He's peaked. He's got these 60 of 37. He's been finding some form. He's been getting a few runs, getting some 20s, getting some 30s. Finally get some runs. Come off the back of a really bad World Cup spell. Hadn't been batting very well. Only averaging 15 coming out of the World Cup into the IPL. He's finding some form. And I mean, they do have a really good top three. Sadashin, Gill, Butler. It's a really good three. If they can all fire, they can get some runs. Yeah, that's it. That's it for the Titans. I mean, in the bowling department for Lucknow, they're only able to get 3 wickets. Shami has been getting most of their wickets. Was only able to get 1 for 36. And Rashid Khan takes no wickets in this game. But Prishna gets 4 for 28. That's the game between Lucknow Super Giants and the Titans. Moving on to match 18. Chennai Super Kings taking on the Delhi Capitals. Chennai Super Kings, that would get their first win. 212 for 2. Delhi Capitals aren't able to chase it down. The day belonged to Sanju Samson. The man got 115 of 56. Talk a lot about Sanju Samson. He'll get you, like, there'll be 3 or 4 really low-scoring affairs, and then you'll have one really peak performance. He gets it, does it on his own hand. It's a naughty red inker. Red inker, he gets a not out. It's 115 not out. Very, very impressive. Just carries. Just absolutely carries for CSK. And this is what I've said from the start for CSK, is that basically Samson is having to carry the load for them in the batting department. They're lucky now they have Brevis. Brevis wasn't needed in this game, but it's really like Samson and Brevis to carry. If those two get out, the score isn't going to look good for CSK. That is their problem. But if he can fire and hold the innings together, they can have a shot. Getting over 200 is always good batting first. Puts the pressure on the board. Delhi Capitals not able to do much with the ball. And in reply, Nasunka, he would get 41. Stubbs, 60. And I think Stubbs is in a similar position, I think, to Tim David. I want to see Stubbs up the order. I want to see him have more opportunities to bat, face more balls. He only faced 38 balls. I'd like to see him up the order a little more. Stubbs over Miller. Like, I don't know the Stubbs-Miller scenario. There was that game where they had Stubbs. The coach ran down, stopped Miller from going at the bat, put Stubbs in first. I would have Stubbs up the order. I want to see Stubbs bat more. Miller down the order as like a big slugger, a big hitter. But I think they could also rotate Miller out of the lineup. I don't think he's a necessary addition. If they needed someone else, they could definitely throw someone else in there. Jamie Overton would take 4 for 18. What a spell. Economy of 4.5. 13 dot balls. Yeah, just wraps it up for the Kings. I think Jamie Overton, I think I'd say one of the best all-rounders, if not the best all-rounder potentially of a tournament so far. He has done very well with the bat, and he's contributed with the ball. Also very experienced. I feel like if KKR wanted an all-rounder, they should have picked up Jamie Overton and maybe traded for him. I think he would be a great addition to KKR. But it's with CSK, and they get the win over the Capitals, and that helps them move up the order a little bit in the standings. Go back to match 17. Sunrisers Hyderabad taking on the Kings. The Kings would win by 6 wickets. Shrey Iyer, the captain, he would get 69. He would be man of the match of 33. Abhishek Sharma, 74, finally gets some runs. He is having this weird run of form. 38 for Travis Head, 27 for Ishan Kishan. Klaassen, 39. Like I said, Klaassen's been batting very consistently in that middle order for Sunrisers Hyderabad. And they are consistently putting up these 200-plus scores, which obviously is good for them. But in this game, they didn't have those debutants with the ball to be able to make it happen. So they did struggle a little bit there. The Kings, my mate Xavier Bala, he takes 1 for 24. Ashdeep, 2 for 50. Finally, getting some wickets. He had been a little short on the wickets. Yeah, I mean, 219 is a lot to give up from a bowling attack. In reply, the Kings, they were able to chase it down. They are sitting in the number 2 spot. They probably would be in the number 1 spot if they didn't have that washout. The batting, very good. The top 2 fire. They have for opening stand of 99. Cooper Connolly doesn't add too many. He adds 11. Betray Zai finishes it off with a not out performance of 69 of 33. getting it done with 7 balls to spare. Really like the Kings. I think they have a well-rounded lineup. And I think some of these games are really just going to be the bowling. How does the bowling stack up? Sunrisers, like I said, in this game, didn't have those two debutants in the side. I think they're going to move forward in a different direction. The Kings, pretty good bowling attack. I mean, they have a pretty good bowling attack. I think Xavier Butler's going to grow into one of the best all-rounders, bowling all-rounders we have in cricket. Just the shape that he has and how he's setting up batters, I really, really like. And plus, he's very good with the bat. He can save you a game with the bat. He was there with Cooper Connolly at the start of the year of that innings. And then, if I think back to MLC, I got to watch him play, save a game against MI New York for San Francisco Unicorns. He saved them a game. He got 60-odd beautiful innings towards the end. Literally won then the game. So I'm big on Xavier Butler being a all-rounder for the future. Back to game 16. RCB taking on the Royals. Rajasthan Royals. This one was the top of the table clash. The day belonged to Suryavanshi with 78 off 26. And the Royals would win with 12 balls remaining and by 6 wickets. Phil Salt going for a duck. Kohli, 32. Wasn't much on the board. The best one was the captain, Paddy Adar. He got 63 off 40. The tail wagged a little bit with Romario Shipper taking 22 and Iyer 29. They end up with 201, which generally you want to get to that 200 mark. Sometimes it's not enough, especially when you have Suryavanshi, who has been absolutely teeing off. At this point, he was averaging like 40 and a strike rate of like 200, like even more than that. It was like he's just been batting absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. And I remember the kid's 15. People comparing him to Bradman, trying to compare that comparison. It's hard because Bradman didn't play T20 cricket, but he is an absolute talent. But I think they may have figured out how to get him out. Just bowl at his head early because he's going to swing at everything and he skies it straight in the air. I would like him to like calm down a little bit. If there's a ball coming at his head, he can let the ball go because there are plenty of balls to score runs. Drill here, we get 81 off 43. They would end up chasing it down with a whole two overs to spare. They get to that 204. The Royals have been the most consistent batting attack. Hetmeyer, he didn't fire, even though he got used in this game. None for one. He's gonna come into form. He hits runs. He's a great batter. But yeah, as for the bowling attack, Hazelwood, I think, was in here for the Hazelwood play in this game. No, we had Jofra Archer. He takes 2 for 33. And we had Berger, no wickets. Sharma, 1 for 47. Bishnoi, big on Bishnoi, 2 for 32. Alisharma, 2 for 37, 1 for 14 for Jadeja. Very economical. Josh Hazelwood did play in this game. He did come back in this game. He had 2 for 44. Josh Hazelwood, good to see him back. Hopefully he can make more of an impact for RCB. Going back to KKR versus the Lucknow Super Giants. LSG would win by 3 wickets on the final ball. This was an up and down game. The odds were going backwards and forwards. Who was going to win? Rane and Finn Allen, they would open the batting. Again, they keep changing how they do the top order here. And then Cam Green gets, Rajasthan. I got to get that one right. 45 off 33. Cam Green, 32 off 24. This is the top score Cam Green has scored. But this game here was very, very unique in the fact that Powell and Green had this middle over, not collapse. It wasn't even that. I tweeted that as if he was signed up by the tree company that's giving all these trees away for dot balls. Dot balls. There was so many dot balls in those middle overs, and it ate away at the total. And they had a comparison on the screen during the game that just showed those middle overs. There was only like 9 runs scored at one point through like 3 overs. It was really slow going for Green and Power. He was literally just blocking balls. Those trees were lighting up on the screen. No good. No good. They put on a little partnership, but it was at the cost of a lot of runs, at a cost of a lot of balls. They ate up a lot of balls to get those runs. They only post 181. And in the chase, they should have done this a little easier, the Lucknow Super Giants, but they end up getting it done off the final ball. LSG get the win. And I mean, that was an easy win. I mean, they made it hard to look. LSG, I think, are making these wins for themselves harder than it looks. They're down in the seventh position right now. I think they are probably going to struggle. I don't know. I still can't figure out why, with their batting lineup, they're not able to make more of an impact in these games and do a lot better. Marsh, Markram, Pant, you know, Puran, like, that should be a train that moves a little better than it is. It's not currently. So I don't know what the answer is. Let me know if you have the answer there for LSG. We're going back to match 14, the Titans and the Capitals. The Delhi Capitals would lose this one. Titans get the win. They get 210 for four. The Capitals would get the lose by just one run. Rashid Khan, 3 for 17. Get some wickets here, Rashid Khan. We always love seeing Rashid Khan get some runs. Gill, he would top score with 70 off 45. Butler, back in the runs, 52 off 27. Washington Sundar, 55 from 32. Like having him there. I mean, Washington Sundar is really underrated. I mean, he's in like the second Indian 11. Great utility player, great all-rounder. Doing work there. 210 the score. As for the bowling, Kumar, he topped with a wicket take because he got 2 for 55. Kuldeep Yadav, only 1 for 42. They were only able to get 4 wickets here for the Delhi Capitals. Only able to get 4 wickets. In reply, the Capitals, Nasunka, 41, Rahul, 92. Finally getting some runs. He batted very well. Probably should have stayed around a little longer. Kind of threw it away there at the end. David Miller, not out on 41. This has to be one of the most historic bad decision moments ever in cricket. Like, this has to be incredible, the mix-up here. So to how this ended, there was 2 balls to come, and there was two runs to get. Now, David Miller had done a great job up until that point, chasing the target down. They needed like 50 off 20-ish, and it came down to a point where it was just 2 from 2. And David Miller would hit the ball out towards point, back with a point, and wouldn't take the single. The single was offered, and he didn't take the single. It must have been at the other end was Yadav. Kuldeep Yadav was at the other end. And just absolute mistake. Because then on the next ball, they go to run the next one, and they get run out. Like, it's just terrible. He gets run out on the final ball. The run doesn't count. They lose by a run. One of the worst decisions you're ever going to see. One of the worst cricket decisions you're ever going to see. But that's cricket. That truly is cricket. And I don't know why it's always Miller. So I think back to the World Cup when the Sky took that catch on the boundary against South Africa, the final in 2024. But yeah, Miller didn't take the run. And here's for everyone out there. If you've got to tie in the bag, take the tie, take the single, and then roll the dice on the final ball, because the worst thing that can happen is you just go to a super over and try again. Finally, we got match 13, Rajasthan Royals and MI. Rajasthan Royals put up 150 for 3, low-scoring affair. Jaiswal, 77 off 32. Suravanchi, 39 off 14. In reply, Mumbai Indians just can't get the ball rolling. Absolutely can't get it rolling. Rickleton, 8. Sharma, 5. Sky 6, I'm a 14, Hardik Pandya 9. Everyone from the Royals chipped in here. Archaz 1 for 17, Berger 2 for 22, Sharma 2 for 26, Bishnoi 2 for 25, Trashad, you got 1 for 29. I just the same. Mumbai Indians, Alaga Super Giants, I don't understand why with their lineups they're not able to get more runs on the board. But maybe you guys will know. Let me know your thoughts on everything happening right now, how it's going to shake up. As the IPL standings are of right now, Rajasthan Royals are on top with PBSK. And then really, they are just kind of tied because, you know, they didn't really have a loss. PBSK still technically hasn't lost, even though they have one extra point down because they had that washout. RCB, Sunrise Hyderabad, Delhi Capitals, Gujarat Titans, LSG, CSK, Mumbai Indians, and KKR. At this point, I'm probably going to have to predict CSK may actually creep up a little bit. I've still got KKR not winning a game. MI in some real trouble. They've got to try to fight back here to get some wins on the board. But I think definitely the Kings and the Royals kind of charge away with it, and maybe we see the Sunrisers and RCB keep pushing on. But yeah, there you go, team. That is your IPL weekly recap, and that's